This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, one Oscar nomination at a time. Anyway, welcome to the show. You know, you just have to kind of laugh and chuckle about what happened last night at the Oscars. Everybody trashing Donald Trump. I mean, nonstop trashing from commercials all the way through. And all of a sudden, they get it wrong. And I mean, it's just, it's epic. It's an epic fail on their part. And, well, if you haven't heard, they came out and announced La La Land as Best Picture, but it wasn't La La Land. No, it wasn't. And boy, was it a chaotic scene on the stage. Now, I don't normally watch the Oscars, and for obvious reasons, I gave up on the Oscars years ago. I mean, because it's all so political, and political in the sense of their own, their world, their ethereal world. And, you know, I've known people in Hollywood, and some of my relatives actually did work in the industry down there, and, Emmy-winning people, actually, which is kind of interesting. So, I've had some touch with it, just some surface touch, family members being involved in it and such. But I got to tell you, they live in their own little bubble. There's no question about it. And when they come out in and beyond the film setting, when they come out of the set, when they come out from behind the camera, they're not necessarily the accurate human beings in the world, because you know some of them are really ignorant to begin with. All they've ever known is to be a thespian all their lives. Which shapes you in a different sort of way, in my opinion. And, you know, it's not that I'm knocking on thespians, but, you know, there's other parts of life that will make you more whole and more round. And it was interesting, my family members, when they would talk about the Hollywood elites, because they were, you know, they're the worker bees, you know, they worked in the music pits, and they worked in the sets, and they worked behind the scenes as makeup and things like that. And a couple of them actually worked as producers. But they would always lament the same thing whenever we get together at family meals and things like that at the holidays, that these Hollywood stars are nothing but, well, airheads. They felt that all the time. And last night proved it. Yeah, it was kind of an interesting night for the Oscars, and it was chaotic. I've been watching the replays here this morning before the show. It's wonderful. I mean, how appropriate. They trashed Trump all night long, and with you just knew this was coming. Yeah, they trash him all night long, and then at the very end, they blow it. They blow it big time, and that's the news story now. There's nothing else about the trash Trump, the trash of talking Trump. There's nothing about that. It's all about whatever happened at the Oscars, whatever happened with this. The instead of moonlighting, they get what they get. La La Land. Now, talk about La La Land when you get the wrong choice. When you make the wrong choice, amazing. Anyway, so, okay, I have talked about that enough because that's non-news. Really, it truly is. These people are non-news people, other than the fact they're trying to become, you know, the spearhead, the tip of the spear for anti-Americanism, which is typical for Hollywood with the elites to take a stand like this. Not a lot of Hollywood elites like the president of the United States, especially Republican president. That's a fact. Of course, they loved President Barack Hussein Obama because he would give them anything that they wanted. And, of course, he always wanted to sit in their limelight of the Hollywood stars. Not Donald Trump, no. In fact, a little bit of late-breaking news. Donald Trump will not be attending, are you ready for this, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And I say good riddance to that whole dinner thing. I have never been a supporter of that. I've disliked that whole thing. All the way through, I think it puts the president in a the president. I mean this, and you know, I'm going to speak for every time I've seen this thing going on, and I don't watch it. I see it from afar, and I pick up all the lines the next morning about what the president said, the jokes and all that. I just don't think that's appropriate. I really don't, and I didn't think it was appropriate for George Bush. I didn't think it was appropriate for anybody, all the way down successfully as long as they've had these things. I didn't think it was appropriate for, of course, somebody such as Barack Obama. And I'm just speaking of the presidency. I'm not going to speak of the man or the person per se. I just think that's a wrong place, wrong time. It's totally inappropriate. The presidency is not a comedy show. It really is. It's not a show to be demeaned and everybody's, oh, it's self-deprecating. It's nice to see the president in there. I don't think it's nice to see any president in that capacity being demeaning to themselves as the presidency. I think that just drags the presidency down. And as an American, I'm offended by it. I have always been offended by it. And I was really, really happy. I didn't think much about it. I'm just not thinking much about it. But I'm really glad when I heard that Donald Trump was not going to go because of obvious reasons. It's demeaning. And quite frankly, he doesn't need to be romping around with all these elite reporters up there in Washington. And of course, they're gonna carry on. They're going to sally forth. Well, go ahead. Go ahead. And of course, it'll be one of these Trump fests in which they trash Donald Trump. Okay. Well, you see, and why should he go there for the abuse, right? It's the same thing that happened last year at CPAC. Now, we reported last week, we had Leonora Cravotta reporting on Friday that Donald Trump was there, and he gave his speech, which was a one-year late speech because he was supposed to be there as a nominee the year before when I was there, actually. And there's a great article that I put up about Donald Trump and about me sitting in Donald Trump's campaign booth that was never used. Yeah, I became sort of the campaign chairman, if you will, at CPAC, or the representative of the Trump candidacy, which is really kind of comical. I mean, you talk about a comedy. This is real comedy, real time. I didn't recognize, when I walked up to the Red State Talk Radio booth that we had there last year at CPAC, when I walked up there, I was reading all my friends, all my talk radio show host friends and stuff like that were getting together. It was really kind of neat. Anyway, John B. Wells, who's across the way from us, and we're chatting with John B. Wells and all these other people that would come up. Well, there was an empty booth right next to ours. It was empty. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird because all the other booths were full. So I needed a place to work and work on my computer. So I stepped up and sat at the table at this booth. Well, I didn't recognize or look at the banner above the booth as to what booth it was. Well, as it turns out, this was on Friday. Everybody thought Donald Trump was going to be there. So all of a sudden, people start walking up to me. And for 30 minutes, people are walking up to me asking about Donald Trump. And yeah, it was really kind of weird because nobody wanted to admit that they were a Donald Trump fan. It was weird. They'd walk up and they're kind of looking around, dart their eyes from side to side and say, what do you know about Donald Trump? When's he going to be here? And so, and I'm kind of like going, yeah, I really don't know, you know. And so finally, I said, one of the guys came up. I was a long line of people wanting to talk to me. And I thought, oh, Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. I had Agenda 21 Radio on my T-shirt, on my dress shirt. And I thought, well, I feel pretty important. It was every question was about Donald Trump. So finally, I said to one guy, I said, how come everybody keeps asking me about Donald Trump? Well, he says, look. And so I look up at the banner that they have above the booth, and it says the Donald Trump campaign. And so I got it. I put it together. And he had just announced that he was not going to be there. And I thought to myself, oh, I'm sitting in this place. So there's a picture of me in the booth, actually, on Agenda21Radio.news. You might want to take a look at it. It's a pretty interesting story. Then a year later, he comes back an absolute hero. And I think that's sort of the subtext of the story that we wrote about this on Friday. I couldn't resist it because, you know, it's really good memories at CPAC. I really enjoyed the dialogue and getting together with other fellow talkers. Radio Row, sitting down with, you know, with the radio elites. And it was kind of interesting because we had the radio elites there. And in fact, I was just down the booth from a couple of them who were so anti-Trump and so vitriolic towards Trump. It was pretty amazing. And now where are they today? Well, they're just kind of hugging the big one in the corner. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. That's my email address. And I want to thank so many of you over the weekend and actually over the last week have, well, actually ever since the Oroville Dam disaster, have been emailing me and keeping me abreast. And so far, we're way ahead of the curve in terms of letting people know what's really going on in the dam. We have some more stuff that we're going to be talking about here. Certainly about the Oroville Dam in the second hour, because it's not over. It is not over, not even remotely over. And we have a pretty good story about James Gallagher. You know, it's kind of interesting. I'll take a little moment here to hype it for the next hour. But James Gallagher, who's a representative of the 3rd District as an assemblyman, is really an up-and-coming star in California as a Republican. He's not afraid to speak his mind. Thank you very much. We have so many the Republican Party's really in its death knell here in California. A lot of people don't understand that. And I have some news about the Republican Party, who just had their convention over the weekend in California, or non-convention. It was the convention of the irrelevance, in my opinion, except for the conservatives. Now, I'm not the Republicans that are the conservatives are Tea Party conservatives and Tea Party conservative caucus and so on. They're all in on what to do, but the Republican Party itself is dead. It's a dead party, and you're going to get nothing out of it. And it's really a sad state of affairs, and it will be. It's like a funeral dirge. Anyway, but you know, James Gallagher. A little mention here as I get into the other stories. James Gallagher was the first, was the very first to go up to the dam when there was starting to be mounting trouble, and things started to become a little bit more clear to people that there was a problem. And that's when I went up. In fact, James Gallagher went up the same day I did on February 11th. And as I say in the article I wrote, it was pretty easy to ascertain that there was a problem. And it wasn't, you know, when you have water at the scale that you have in Oroville, I think it's the second largest earth-filled dam in the world. It's the largest dam in America. It has so much water behind it. The mass, the weight, everything is, you know, you just don't mess with Mother Nature, as they say. Well, you don't mess with a pent-up Mother Nature in the case of the dam water behind Oroville Dam. I mean, there's certain things that are absolute certainties with the force of nature with water that you just don't. I mean, you want to be so far out in front of any kind of problem or concern. This is the real point to this. And when it became apparent that there really was a problem, and you know, finally the publicity started to sneak out about it. We were getting word a long time that there's a problem. These people aren't handling it. It's incompetence and blah blah blah. And it certainly matched it when I went up there that day on the 11th. I could clearly see there was trouble. I mean, everybody with a half of an eyeball could get a visual on what was going on, that there was some serious trouble. And it was getting more serious by the moment because more water was coming over both spillways. And the main spillway was being down. So it was an assessment on my part that we're in deep Bandini here. This is not good when you have so much water and you have so much water on the emergency spillway, blah, blah, blah. So as it turned out, of course, I was right. The following night, they issued an emergency evacuation order for almost 200,000 people. And I thought to myself, how incompetent can this be? But then where is Jerry Brown? My point is this, is that James Gallagher from the 3rd Assembly District was the first elected representative up on the dam. Now, he was followed by Jim Nielsen, a senator, state senator, and also Representative Doug LaMalfa from the 1st District, Representative Washington, they all visited the dam within 24 hours of Gallagher's visit. Showed, I think, great leadership, all three. And that's kind of the gist of it. But James got up in the well of the assembly yesterday, the day before yesterday, and basically stepped up as a leader in the assembly. Nobody's been saying anything. I'm just going to keep this quiet because this is Jerry Dam's little environmental project. And we know Jerry likes to tear down dams and all this good stuff, Jerry Brown, our Jerry Brown. So James got up and just basically came out very measured and very strong as a leader. You have to read between the lines, but it's pretty obvious there's gross incompetence that people are going to start leaning on. And I'm not going to speak for James Gallagher, but we'll let you hear his thing in the next hour, because it's very measured, very strong in terms of leadership. And quite frankly, I've been in that assembly room when everybody's assembled, and I've seen how that whole thing sheepishly plays out. Everybody, the Republicans in particular, are real sheepish. They don't want to say anything because they might offend their dominating Republicans out there. I mean, it really is terrible to watch. And you know, that's a real bad problem for the Republicans. Talk about irrelevant. They make themselves more irrelevant because they don't speak in terms of problems. Or, you know, when bills come up, they don't denounce them. They really don't take a proper attitude towards them, and they're cowering is what they're doing. Just like Jerry Brown's a coward. He's cowering. He's cowered under the curb. But I just want to bring this up because it's going to be a pretty good segment about James Gallagher, Assembly Member, 3rd District from the state of California, speaking up in the state assembly last week. Did an outstanding job, and really, I think, puts to shame the governor of California, Jerry Brown, who's still quaking in the corner of his office, talking about it's the age of cowards on the left, I guess. That's really what it is. He's just cowering. He's a coward. And we're seeing this sort of, I'm melting from Jerry Brown and the rest of his party. And it's kind of interesting. A lot of people are saying this is not good for the Democratic Party in California. And I agree. But the problem is there's no Republican Party to step up. It's been denuded. It's been deballed, if you will. And that in itself is a major league problem for California Republicans. And therein lies the whole story behind the story. Anyway, okay, so let's get into some other stories here that are, well, bigger, badder. No, they're all just as big and bad. All of these, by the way, when you listen to our stories from Agenda 21 Radio, we keep the stories on the tilt towards the totalitarian mindset and where they're coming from as totalitarians. I mean, we're talking about the left. We're talking about those that want to destroy our country. And of course, we're seeing this all play out. I mean, if you're really... I know sometimes it's really, really difficult to understand that there is a grand master plan for worldwide domination going on. And the players behind this grand master plan, we talk about on this radio show. And we talk about the major elements, the tools, if you will, of these grand masters behind the plan of the destruction of the United States of America. And it's the one world global elites. We'll wrap them up in a bundle of elites, a basket full of elites. And they're the ones who have the grand master plan that they're exercising. A lot of it comes from Brussels, and it's kind of interesting. Nigel Farage, who spoke, and we have Nigel Farage on tape last week, and Nigel Farage, who spoke at CPAC this year, points that out, that it's the worldwide elites out of Brussels that are controlling all the things in the world that are being so destructive, and certainly from the standpoint of the European Union, which is starting to crumble, by the way. We're starting to see that. So the leadership coming out of Brussels, and well, you'll hear us talk about Brussels. It's not just leadership that's being effective towards Europe. It's also around the world. And, of course, the United Nations has its complete finger on all this stuff. And that's where the plan started to really surface. And it's the plan for the 21st century for all of humanity by these people, these elites, if you will, these totalitarian elites. By the way, most of the people that are involved in the United Nations are dictators in the leadership level. They're all dictators. They're all totalitarians. Very few that are really democratic. And that's the reason why the UN is completely worthless to some place like the United States, because all these people have one thing in mind: destroy the United States. Then what? You know, I guess the money, honey, is gone. Well, maybe we'll just start withholding the money that, you know, we pay, you know, about 30-40% of the budget of the United Nations. My opinion is it's time to end the United Nations. Put them in Brussels and get them out of the United States. That's my opinion, because the sinister plan that they have through the United Nations Agenda 21 it is sinister, and it's destructive, and it's working around the world. And that's what we're trying to stop, is the plan. And we're going to point out all the cast of characters, including the Hollywood elites, the useful idiots that they are. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email paul at a21r.com. Okay, so we're talking a little bit about the foes, if you will, the United States of America, and also these global elites, the power behind the destructive nature of what's happening in the United States right now, or what's perceived to be the destructive nature. And I guess you could say it's pushing the limits of our Constitution, maybe? Maybe. I don't think so. I think our Constitution has a long ways to go to be pushed. But the situation is, what are the tools that they're using, which are the key things to understand? about these elites and understand, first of all, there is a grand plan for the destruction of the United States of America. We understand that. It's written in several documents, but the prime document is United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century, which is what we talk about here on this radio show. All it's really what the namesake of the show came out of that. But we decided to flip the script on these. They're nothing but thugs, by the way, these elitists. They're thugs with money. That's the problem. But these elitists that are out there have done nothing but, I guess you would say, promote the destruction of the United States of America, and they developed some tools around that. Now, some of the tools come directly from Marx. It comes from all the destructive ideologies that are out there, and I'm going to throw in religionism because there's a couple of the kingpin religions that are involved with this whole thing. One of them is the richest, most organized bureaucracy on the planet, and that's the Catholic Church. The Islamic faith, the radical Islamics, there's no question about that. They're involved. Gee whiz, hello, beheading people. We got a story today about a German who was brutally beheaded by ISIS. By the way, I think this is a wonderful sign, talking about these useful idiots out there. ISIS will no longer be called ISIL by the Pentagon or other agencies within the government. You see, words have meaning. Islamic State in the Levant is what ISIL means. And it was the president that gave them that designation, which meant that the Levant, which is located in the Middle East, is a was a nation-state entity years ago, hundreds of years ago. And that designation for Levant basically means from running south from Turkey all throughout south of Saudi Arabia and into even Egypt. And that's the designation for Levant. And the president gave him that designation so that ISIL will have boundaries to their nation. That's why he did it. That's what Obama did. Now, so that's why it was always called, if you ever noticed, everybody else called it, including the news organizations, thank you very much, except for, yeah, I think ABC, CBS, and NBC always hung with the same thing, ISIL. But it was, of course, that's this total slap at Israel because it takes away their borders because Israel's contained in the Levant. So you see what I'm saying? This is how enabling the president was towards ISIS. Why? Because he created ISIS. Hello. So ISIS now will be referred to as ISIS, Islamic State. That's what we're talking about. The words have meaning. And now, with this president, he's taken away that little thing with them. That's a little tool that they use. But I want to get back to the bigger tools that are pretty much used by the totalitarians that are trying to destroy this country. And you'll see it play out in the conversation I'm about to lay out for you. So there's two major areas. One of the major areas that they talk about utilizing, and that's the environment. Environmentalism is a big notion with Marx to take down Western-style American capitalism. And these totalitarians have learned well how to manipulate the environmental issues of the time to their benefit. So a tool that is definitely used is environmentalism, and it's about everything, every aspect of your life the environment controls. See, anything that might have any kind of influence over any aspect of your life or all aspects of your life, they will use as a tool. Another tool is finance. Another tool is culture. So they develop, as an example, let's talk about how they would develop, let's say, the environment. They will come up with an environmental notion that will be anything that would be supportive of capitalism. So what better way to do it than through regulating the environment? Exactly. I mean, the government would come down with a whole bunch of regulations on people in terms of, let's say, pollution for the environment. And you can actually control and take out businesses that way. Think of the coal industry. What happened to the coal industry? Bankruptcies all throughout the Obama administration. And that was because of overregulation, taxation, and so on. The overburden on the coal industry forced coal mines to shut down to where it was almost down to nothing. And that's why Donald Trump realized he can use that as a campaign chip, and he did. Brought in the Virginias basically because, well, people were out of work. Any place people were out of work, he went to. Did you notice? Hello? people like to work in this country. So that comes brings up another element, and of course we're not going to leave environmentalism totally, because now you have here in California and a big crisis, which is Oroville Dam. This is an environmental issue, and it's an environmental issue that has been exploited by Jerry Brown for years and other radical environmentalists here in California bring on the drought. And one way in which you can get people off the land, which, by the way, is one of the tools that they want to use, is get you off the land, get you out of rural communities, and get you into city centers and depopulate that rural, so that they, in their minds, they can bring back, you know, a pristine environment to California. And that's called rewilding. That's the notion of pushing a people off their property, off their rural land, seizing that property for the government, so that they could, quote, rewild it. And the reality check is, we found with Hillary Clinton and what she was doing, she was selling off those assets from land that was being seized by the federal government through the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, the new modern-day brown shirts. And they are brown shirts. So Clive and Bundy comes to mind? The things going on in Clive and Bundy? They're the Kerr Dam Indians Reservation, what's going on up there? Basically, what happened up there is that the Obama administration allowed the elders in the Flathead Indian Reservation to negotiate directly with other countries because, you know, Indian nations are sovereign nations, right? So they were able to negotiate with Turkey, Erdogan. This is the way it works. You exploit environmentalism, seize property, get rights for it from the U.S. government, then you sell those rights to other countries, and that's what Hillary Clinton was doing. So, broker deal for uranium out of the Flathead Indian Reservation, and the Kerr Dam incident was created. Now, in that, we covered it. It was a lawsuit designed to stop the Bureau of Land Reclamation from turning over the rights of the Kerr Dam to the Indian Reservation, or the Flathead Indians, because the Flathead Indians were going to, the leadership, not the tribe, but the tribal elders, so-called, we're going to turn the land over by leases to the Turkish government for mining for what? Uranium. We brought you that story. It's a classic. And this is what the broker for a lot of these types of deals was Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State. She was brokering deals that was benefiting her own foundation. And, of course, as a State Department person, she was, you know, Uranium One, anyone? This was going on all around our country. They were selling assets, physical assets, to other nations such as China. See, we have a lot of debt to China. China feels that we have to have some sort of collateral, so the Obama administration made good on that collateralization. Hence what happened at Bundy Ranch. Bundy Ranch was the result of China wanting to have access to what's underneath the ground under the Bundy Ranch, which includes oil, frackable oil, and precious metals. Unbelievable, isn't it? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Yeah, dot news. And we've got a ton of stories up there, especially about what's going on in the Oroville Dam. In the next segment, we're going to be next hour, we're going to be talking about Oroville Dam and what's going on, give you some of the latest updates that we know of about what is really, truly going on in the Oroville area and surrounding areas, and the lack of leadership by Jerry Brown, the governor, of course, who really, in my opinion, needs to resign. He needs to resign, like, right now, yesterday, a week ago, for his incompetent and his inept behavior. And by the way, we still haven't heard too much from him. He's come out come out from underneath his desk in the Capitol every once in a while, as where cockroaches live, of course. That's, underneath your desk. Anyway, so we're talking in the last segment about what's going on in terms of the influences, the tools that the elites use to destroy the United States of America, and the totalitarians, in other words, and maybe even you'll kind of get the drift of this next segment on culture. And I just can't tell you how pleased I am to see the cultural elites come out yesterday, because they're going to try and use our culture against us in so many different ways. The legal system, for sure. You can see how a gracious legal system has been manipulated by these people, especially through judges. That's another way. But we'll get to the legal system. I'm only going to have enough time to really talk about just three of the aspects. So the cultural aspect we saw play out last night, I thought, pretty handily. You have the cultural elites, if you will, taken after our president. Now, it's kind of interesting that during the reign of President Barack Hussein Obama, the first Muslim president that we had, not one peep or anything about, they all fawned all over President Barack Hussein Obama because they knew what his mission was. His mission was anti-American. They all knew that. And it's pretty much the same with just about all the elites in Hollywood, the cultural elites in particular, the ones that are the high luster ones that you see in the movies and TV and so on. Those people seem to collectively have a case of hate towards America, and they're more than happy to jump on anything that might be anti-American and anything pro-European, I might add. You know, you have to break it out into simple things like old world and new world. If they have ties and holdings to Europe, then they view themselves as certainly much more elite than we Americans, we low-life Americans, which has always been really the way it's been since this country was formed. Back in the 1700s, the Europeans have always looked down their nose at America, except for when America comes to free it from totalitarianism, right? Then they love America. They do. And, you know, I'm not saying this about all Europeans, but I know when I went to Europe in 1992, I really felt it. And, you know, that you just get lost on the, if you're on the subway and you just get lost and you're trying to figure out your way, then, you know, you stupid Americans, you get that discrimination going on. Well, you know, it's a wonderful place to visit, but the attitude that can come off from those people towards Americans is sour, and it can be. And of course, there's been a souring of this relationship with America ever since the European Union came into full force in the early 1990s. Hello, which is the same time frame as the Agenda 21 was signed in June of 1992. Same time frame in which all these programs from the United Nations started to spill forth. But the cultural aspect spills into so many things here in the United States as they try and destroy various elements of the United States. And culturally, through media, is the biggest way that they're doing it, obviously. And that's why I thought how pleased I was last night to see one of these cultural tools that is used by the totalitarians end up in an embarrassing situation. Couldn't happen to a better group of people, in my opinion. But now, it doesn't mean that all actors are in that category, or all media people are absolutely not. And, you know, there's a lot of great actors that are out there that are conservative actors that support Donald Trump, that support our country first and foremost, and will rise to the occasion at any time to step up and be proud to say that they're an American. But, you know, the cultural aspect of it goes on to other things. Let's talk about sports right now. There's the sports media, and then there's the actual sports themselves. And collectively, I'm talking about sports from professional sports all the way down to peewee, no matter what peewee league you're talking about. For it could be girls volleyball, it could be football, it could be anything, all the way up to the professional ranks. That's the sports culture that we have in this country. And by the way, sports culture overall has played a huge role in strengthening this country, in my opinion. And there's so many things that are learned in sports and athletics that are just solid Americanism. Now, this is what they have to attack, the cultural elites, the totalitarians. They have to attack that culture in our sports world of the one-on-one coaching, as an example, that kids get most of the time is very, very good. It's very, very positive. It's pro-American, if you will, in terms of I don't care what you say. I've seen some really left people coaching sports, but they're very conservative. They're very very strongly American in terms of what they're trying to promote in positive behavior and outcomes for students. And I think that's good. I think collectively on the whole, that's very, very good. But now we get the creep coming in. Especially in this last administration, you've seen the politicization of sports all the way down to the peewee level. And, you know, of course, this started with give me a trophy, too. In other words, taking away that notion of all kids, you know, have to, there has to be winners and losers. Well, in the world, the real world, there are winners and losers. Now, and I've always fought against this idea of giving kids trophies if you lose, or giving them equal status as the winning team if they lose. I really believe that in losing, there's great lessons to be learned. And there's great lessons to be learned in winning. But I think the bigger lessons in life to be learned are really from losing and how you handle it and how you step up and rise above it. And you see, the elites recognize that right away. Because I have borne witness in the hundreds of sports contests that I manage as an administrator, as a coach, as a player, I have witnessed hundreds of incidences where people lose. People have a mindset that they lose, they lost, and what do they do to come back to handle it? And I've seen people rise and step up above the adversity of a loss or elements that make you lose and pull their act together and win. That is an American style of cultural sports influence, in my opinion. It's very American, and we need that. You can learn a lot from losing. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be ending the hour. I can't believe it. You know, the thing about radio is things go by quickly, the blink of the eye. Anyway, we're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam situation coming up in the next hour, and a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump and what's going on with Donald Trump. Nothing, as far as I'm concerned, but you know, everybody else is apoplectic about his leadership style, which is really a good thing. He's draining the swamp. And we got a long ways to go, but he's starting to drain the swamp. And will it get to California, that drainage of the swamp? I think so. I think it really, truly will, because there's going to be, I call them the chief proctologists, are going to start showing up around the state capitol to start talking to some of the assembly members and state senators and other staffers. It's going to be kind of interesting. What those chief proct- I'm talking about FBI agents. I call anytime the FBI shows up in the state capitol, I refer to them as the chief proctologist. And Listen, to the Capitol, listen, I got to tell you something. In the state capital of California, they hate it when the FBI shows up. They hate it. I mean, it spreads like a wildfire in the hallways. FBI, FBI, FBI. Well, for obvious reasons, perhaps maybe there's some felonious activity going on down there in the hallways of California. Well, actually, probably better look in the sort of bottom floor of the Capitol at Jerry Brown's office. Maybe look under his desk to try and find him. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.